And Kumi Kums is here. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, good afternoon.
And Nathaniel will be joining us very soon. Nathaniel, he forgets that he's 20 something, you know. Always behaving like this thing, Ebusi Apenyin.
He's our elder, so.
Elder from church.
Yes.
Church elder, oh. Eh? You let us breathe. But this one, I need him in this because this conversation is a bit interesting. And I'm glad that it's gentlemen, so we can hear from your side. Most of the time, it is we the women that come up and speak up and talk about some of the things that we have to deal with in a relationship. Men rarely talk about some of the things or the reasons why they ended a relationship. Sometimes, as a woman, it will take you a long while before you can get him to tell you why you broke up, what you did wrong. And sometimes these men don't want to talk about it because they think we're going to get emotional. Sometimes we also want to learn so we can be better. You understand me? And for him bringing this to the forefront, I say kudos. And let's look at it objectively so we can help him, because this one day, it doesn't sound tasteful at all for him to go through this. But let me start with the youngins first. No, but you know, Charlie, you know, sometimes there's this adage that says that when what an elder can see sitting down, we the young ones, even if we stand on top of a tree, we cannot see it.
If you faced some before,
mm-hmm.
you would appreciate, because you know how it feels.
Yes, sir.
But if you know Siam, it will sound like an answer story to you.
As a idiot, bro.
But if you've seen it before,
mm-hmm.
you've lived it,
mm-hmm.
and you know how it feels, yeah, you would appreciate what the guy is going through better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kelvin, let me start with you. What do you think? Like, he's asking if somebody falls out of love, but when you read the entire thing, do you think she doesn't want to be there at all?
Okay. As you even said before this question, men do not really talk when it comes to relationship,
mm-mm.
emotional and all
mm-mm.
that, because of masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we just keep things to ourselves. So he coming up with this alone tells you that he's actually concerned, and he would be a very good family man to start with. I think there should be more to this, because if you read the story, he says they are not married,
mm-mm.
right? And the little I know about ladies is that from the start, even if you are not married, everything will be cool until to a certain point that they might want to tell you that, oh, at this point, at least let's move to a different level. But if she's not seeing any signs, she might not tell you directly, but her actions will tell you,
mm-hmm.
that as a man, maybe she's she wants to have that connection, bond or union before you can move further,
mm-hmm.
because you have one child and you are not married,
mm-hmm.
and you still want to do the thing,
mm-hmm.
and she'll be opening it up for you all the time, mm-hmm. I mean, so all these signs, I won't allow you to do this, I won't cook and serve you, you're not, indirectly it might be you are not my husband,
mm-hmm.
you have a child, yes, but you are not my husband. So I think if he should he came up that okay, now let's move to a different step. Let's get married or something like that. Maybe the woman might change her attitude or actions towards the man.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just put in your mind that you have child, you are, you know, in living together, bringing the child up automatically means the woman is yours.
Mm-hmm.
She's not yours. You just have a child, baby mama, and that's it.
Mm.
So you don't have that all right to go in anytime, do whatever you like, as if you are married, living together as husband and wife. So I understand the woman at a point,
mm-hmm.
and I feel communication should also come in.
Yeah,
sit her down and discuss. Maybe she might open up a lot of things that you are not aware as a man. So for now, that's what I can say. Maybe Nathaniel, who is a
church elder,
an elder always facing these issues, they come on board and tell them, so he might have more on that.
But you know, it's surprising where you're coming from. The fact that you are being objective and looking at it from where the woman is coming from and stuff like that. I wanted to ask you something before I move on. Is it that men can't actually realize those things? They are, how do I say it? Like, I say, you know they see him, or it's not part of. And can I dream?
You want to see from my side? Nonchalant.
No, not nonchalant. Like, you know, they can't read the room.
It happens. Like, most men, sometimes, let me use myself for example. Sometimes, if we are, let's say we are friends and something happens, sometimes I expect, but you should let me know what I'm doing, because I might think I'm doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will not even know I've done something wrong that you didn't like until you tell me that, oh, Kelvin, you did this, and or you are doing this I don't like.
Okay.
I might not be aware of it, and I'll be still doing it until you prompt me.
Okay.
And I feel most men are kind of like same until you say something. We find it very difficult reading in between lines to actually get to know. I'm speaking for myself and some men that I know. Yeah.
Oh, but this one like, is for...
We are not good at reading in between lines to understand things. Sometimes we see the signs all right, but we might not think, say, oh, this is what you need actually.
Okay.
Until you come on board. Communication, then we also tell you what we have.
I like that. Yeah. Communication is key. So probably she's not saying something and she's just being... whatever she's doing is not really going in properly for him to get it. Wafa.
The way I'm looking at Kumi is as though he's going to give us a blow.
A big blow. No, he said something. Kumi said something that's interesting. He said if you walk through it makes you appreciate what he's going through more. You understand? But from where Kelvin is coming from, I get it. And I want to add a little to what Kelvin is saying, because most likely, I'm sure that female friends, family, aunties, keep asking inti da ben
da ben
sa kola ba ku de e se obey ho ade. Definitely those conversations will come up, and as a woman it's quite frustrating. You yourself as a woman, when you go in the midst with your friends and okay, we all have kids, you're not married, we live together, but like he said, it's not enough. You understand? It's a problem. Small. If she's thinking that way, she's probably tired because she has been waiting since. You understand me? Probably she's been waiting. But so from a woman's perspective, I can push this there to help you guys digest it properly. Nathaniel.
Ma.
God, he's brought this thing here.
Nathaniel.
No.
Ma.
No.
He said now.
Offer me ma. Ma.
Ma.
Like us in the Yoruba person say ma, no ma.
He said now.
That's what he says all the time, even in text messages.
In the first place, why would you go give birth to somebody you've not married? Why would you have sexual intercourse if you've not married? Coming from the church perspective. No, you guys.
You've clarified. Yeah.
Yes, because married, for you to have sex, I believe you ought to marry, you ought to consummate the marriage, you ought to seek the legal bindings and stuff. Then we know that, okay, you guys are legally married now. That is what Christians do. So I believe that if they had gone through the right processes, they have taken their time not to do what adults do at that young age, they wouldn't have even had a child. You see, some people do not have the intention of marrying those they are with now. They just had probably had an intimate relationship with the person, a child came in, hence they are forced to live in that particular relationship. What if that was the situation?
Mm-hmm.
So if they are taking their time without involving themselves in those outdoor stuff, I believe that all these things wouldn't have come in. Probably the woman does not want to even want to have a union with you. Maybe she just wants to say, okay, you are my child's father. However, I don't want to live with you in the same room.
Mm.
Maybe she has not voiced that one out. She's just enduring it. And you know, consistently, if you continue to endure things without opening up, it eats within you.
Yeah.
And you may show signs of things that you ideally didn't want to do. So probably she's just giving you, although she has not said it, she's just giving you the signs that, okay,
My bre,
I don't want to be in the relationship again. I want to be my own person. I want to also go out to go and explore. Fine, you've taken care of my education, you've taken care of my finances and stuff. However, that doesn't mean that you own me.
Mm.
The fact that we have not married doesn't mean that we are a couple. So probably these are some of the signs that he's bringing up. So you get to know, either you marry me, so we say, okay, officially, we are husband and wife. Either it comes that way or not. Mm-hmm. So I believe that from the church's perspective, all these things could have been avoided if you had come legally and officially, met both families and had, you know... settled everything legally. I believe all these things would have come. Minimum. But all this, I believe all these things could have been avoided. But he should really open up himself. Let him look out for all these signs. As Kelvin said, a reiteration, communication is very key here. Yeah. Now, the harm has already been caused. We can't say he should go back to all those years to go and then change it. And I love the aspect where he says, when they found out that the lady was pregnant, you know, there are people who say, Koyigu.
Yeah.
But he took responsibility of that and says, okay, I will take care of the child. I would make you complete school. I would ensure that financially you are not in need of anything. He has done perfectly well. However, these things could have been avoided. Now, the harm has already been caused. However, look out for where you could communicate well with the person. Mm. So you settle all these things. Because if you communicate well, mutually, you guys understand each other. Hence, you would solve the issue amicably.
Mm. Should I let him talk?
Hey, yeah.
Eh.
I'm going to be serious.
Hey, we're going to shed 2.0.
Lord.
They are not serious. I want to be charitable. But there is a cartoon character I love so much. The two stupid dogs. It reminds me of that character. I'm not referring to them. But the story reminds me of, you know, that cartoon character. You know? Okay, what was the relationship goal when they met?
Hmm.
Did they talk about marriage or they were having fun?
Hmm.
Or in the name of love, the butterflies and all these things, telenovela love. And it led to where they are now. Because everything starts from the base. So the base will determine how we can adjust and readjust the situation now. If there was no plan, which I know some people enter into relationship out of lust, but not proper love, butterflies, and it ends that way because there is no plan, you get confused along the line.
Yeah.
So you've impregnated somebody, and somebody was also allowed herself to be impregnated by you. Two of you were in the act. It takes two to tango. Okay. Then I have a problem. Nat said something, but I have a problem. The way when she got pregnant, I accepted her. Nanka why name
Kwaji?
Me asleep.
Wait,
you go do that thing.
Have you seen the difference between the married ones and the ones who are yet to marry?
I said like your friends Otia can why are
there? Everyone I'm going to one what
some men do not accept.
No, like
no, those days I think those days have gone down a bit.
I
balanced it in a way.
I understand.
Unbalanced
from,
and then what's about? It's not about you. Was responsible enough.
So yeah, like.
And what do you even mean?
Some becoming down breed. Some like this.
Okay.
You see, it's like the last time I used this example. We have a problem as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why when people are doing what they are expected to do, they expect us to applaud them.
Mm.
You're doing the right thing, and that's the right thing.
You are doing what you are expected to do, whether right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is your mandate. You don't have a choice. It's like government telling me, say, why you're crying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not your money.
Yeah. Taxpayers.
The
money.
Fact that somebody took the money and used it wrongly does not mean that we should applaud you for doing what you have to do. That person is corrupt. The law should deal with that person.
Yeah.
The fact that some people are irresponsible enough and are refusing to accept their own pregnancy does not make you a superhero by saying that, okay, I've accepted my own pregnancy. It is the fruit of what you did.
Yeah.
It's the result of your actions, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So do you expect me to come and accept? No. So that notion, we should take it out, because you see, the moment you begin to feel that way, it makes you feel that you've done somebody a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the base for your resentment. So accept that it was your responsibility. It was no favor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she gives birth. Take her back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And some families, when you impregnate their ward, because the person was going to school.
And
the moment you've come in, which me, I don't support it. Because the girl, I don't know her family background, but the girl's family is as equally irresponsible as the girl and the boy. Equally irresponsible. That attitude where a young girl, I know somebody now around this place.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving birth
mm-hmm.
with a guy. And now he's staying with a guy. Because
oh, Charlie.
So you truncate the girl's future.
Yeah.
You know, if care is not taken, yes, the harm has been caused. But she is your relative. So had it been that she was bitten by a lion, you say the lion has bitten you, so go and let him kill you, preko.
No.
You don't have conscience. It hurts. But there should be a measure. Now you leave this girl in the hands of the guy.
The devourer.
And now they are staying together. So in his mind. In his mind.
Mm-hmm.
We are staying as husband and wife.
Yeah.
Now, the amount of money that he claims has been spent on the girl.
He said anytime she needs something between 2,000 to 3,000 there, he sorts it out.
Ajay. Okay.
That's to look fashionably.
Like, you know, make her happy and comfortable.
You are not married.
Yes, sir.
But you've committed a certain blunder, and it has made you a complicit of the whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
But se oyen adwen so nko be wire oba na nko wire no. If indeed he wanted to, he would have. And that perception that we should have a big wedding and invite friends, that is what is causing some of these things. Because traditionally, if you want to, it wouldn't take that much. The amount of money that he's saying, that 2,000, 3,000, that 2,000 come back.
Something.
At least for the family to make it, you know,
legal. Yeah.
Traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not part of his plans. Because anything that has been given to you for free, why pay for it?
Yeah.
It has been given to him for free. After committing that blunder, instead of the family correcting that right and making sure that the guy does the right thing, they gave the girl to her, to him, for free. So to his mind, in his mind, you are mine.
Yeah.
I'm playing the role of a husband. But playing the role of a husband does not make you a husband. It doesn't. And the lady, maybe she didn't have any choice, but moving to stay with the guy was stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. Because it creates the impression that you are vulnerable, which you may. But that was not the wisest decision. I don't know if there were other choices. But, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, that there are a lot of people who have cohabitated
for years.
Yeah. And people think they are married, but until maybe there is a serious issue. Something then happens, you know, yeah. Some of the families, they will tell you to marry her when she's dead before they would bury the person, or if you have kids, they will seize the kids. You come and do the right thing, then you come for it's there. All these things are there. Unless you fall into a certain problem, you might not know. So if you look at whatever I'm telling you, it started from their act. They didn't have a plan. And it came to the family, who also didn't have a plan. Then it came to the woman being vulnerable, and the guy also taking advantage of the woman because, see, Edwama, man, so mine is to take care of you, but avoiding to do the needful. And the family too didn't also force him to come and do the needful.
Yeah.
That is where the irresponsibility of the family comes in.
Feels like the burden was taken off them.
That is
so there's no checkup, no father figure going after it to make sure that okay.
One.
Mm-hmm.
To you think that was no
enough.
Good.
Yeah.
Then to topple it up. Instead of you protecting your child, what's that Obama channel? Where do you mean?
Free.
Sorry to use that word. But
These are things we see every day. So anyam corn on coral near you, and we think we are tough. We think we are punishing them.
I actually thought those times have stopped though.
Oh no, it's still there.
An example is what we're hearing.
It's still there.
Now the young man, he wants the lady to do what? Cook for him.
No, she cooks. He doesn't mean say, like, you know, unless the things he's talking about is in relation to the things that a wife is supposed to do, like, you know, like, you know, intimacy. Be coming down for me. I'm just the bearer of the, I'm carrying the message, like, you know, conjugal stuff, like, you know, rights. She doesn't allow him anymore, because if she can lie there and only let you not enter but put it in between her guy where it has reached, you have to be careful, because hey,
but you see AJ, the guy deserves that.
Because describing that part alone, I can't.
There is a process you need to go through to have that thing as your bona fide property.
Yeah.
So that you can enjoy certain rights. You want to bypass the system and expect whatever. Lady, the lady has seen that no. I can't repeat this mistake.
Yeah.
There is a gap somewhere. It should be filled.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you know, she might have even spoken to the guy. But I'm finding serious because I go come, you did there, you cook, you wash. You know, in the evening too, you go save it. So why are for taking serious? So the lady has realized her mistake. I don't know if they've discussed it and has decided to live as a single person. The food part is where I think she went to the extreme, because food, yeah.
The way to the man's
side. The way, you see, the continuous dishing of food presupposes that you don't mean what you want to do. So it will trivialize, even if you've discussed it, it may trivialize what you want to do or what you are saying. So to let you know that I mean what I am saying, Chama, don't come to my room. You are even lucky that you saw her nakedness. Yeah. You lucky.
View once.
You lucky.
View once.
Because you cannot meet any woman at random and decide to see her nakedness.
No.
Sure.
It's either the person is your girlfriend or you are paying for that.
Yeah.
You want to have the two for free. The lady says, okay, I've made a mistake. Now, wash your clothes. Dish your food. Now you cry, you are lucky, she will cook. Just the dish, and you have a problem.
Yeah.
I was even saying that giving him the tie crowd, she's been a bit lenient.
Yeah, she's been lenient.
She's been lenient. To allow. Yeah. To allow even.
A man will leave his home.
You see? So
some ladies, you won't even get.
The door is closed.
The guy doesn't see the gravity
of the situation.
Of the situation. He's just being emotional. Mm-hmm. He's not being rational.
Hey, Nawanga.
If he's being rational, he would read in between the lines and know exactly where the problem is coming from. And wouldn't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way he is presenting it, yes, he brought it. Like playing the victim.
Yeah.
You are not a victim. You are rather the orchestrator. You are not a victim. Chama, don't cry. You know, I know it hurts to love somebody, to be with somebody, and the person decides to, you know, black out on you emotionally, psychologically, anything. They don't care whether you survive or not. Now, the only consideration the girl has for the guy is because of the child. If the child gets out of the equation, there is no relationship. So you should know that you've had certain freebies for a while.
Yeah.
Now, if you need it, pay for it. If you are not ready to pay for it, allow her to be. Yeah. My problem is the lady still staying in the same house with them.
Or did you
living in different rooms? I don't know who rented the apartment.
He said it's his house.
His house.
Mm-hmm.
So what is she doing there? If you don't want to play the role of a wife,
mm-hmm.
What are you still doing there? Because as long as you stay there, it creates the impression that there is a possibility that things may work out in this circumstance.
Okay.
If you think you've had enough and you don't want to, you know, play a role in this drama, just leave. So that he knows that this is the situation, or else it will sound as if you are deliberately torturing him mentally, which is equally bad. Like, you are in the house, you'll be wearing skimpy dresses, you'll be crossing around, and because you are there, he cannot bring a woman there. You know, you are a blockade, he cannot bring a woman there, and you'll be wearing skimpy dresses, loitering around. And when he decides to touch you, say, hey, don't touch me.
Oh, but
that is
he gets tie action.
You know, that is mental torture.
Let me go to my uncle.
And before that, he should relax for us.
Do like, please, we are live on Facebook again. Do this. Breathe in, breathe out. Do like this.
Do it well.
Ah, I've done it.
Shed.
Okay.
Good afternoon to you.
Am I like, okay?
You are evident.
Okay, so hi.
Hey. Hey.
A banana, I miss you.
Adi.
Who is that last week, you know, Amma?
Last week was
the whole of last week.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've been around.
I miss my paps. You know, the moment my father and the Dusty is out of town, then he's my daddy.
He takes over.
And to your point, I was so I only said yeah. You know? Okay, so today is my sister-in-law's birthday, Abigail. That is my wife's like the chief Abiensa.
Oh, that's still your wife.
Yes, please. So Abigail, happy birthday. She's a student of Legon.
Okay.
Happy birthday, and I love you so much. Oh. I love you so well.
Oh,
yeah.
Lucky.
Okay. So I want to take it with paragraphs. You know, I think the guy said something. You know, this guy is not, to me, excuse my language, if he's listening to me, he hasn't worked on himself so well, because for a guy to think that whatever they do for a woman or whatever they do for their kids, It's a favor, clearly tells that maybe his father wasn't like that. I stand to be corrected. So if he's doing what his father couldn't do, then he's doing so well.
Oh, I guess where you're coming from.
Yeah. So if the father was actually doing it, growing up, there are kids who sees giving people money, not as a kind of kindness, but a normal. Because growing up, they saw it home.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend cried jiffa cotton biscuits or who is a one because the papa and yibida.
No, you are no jai or
okay. So this
deep, because a lot of us don't look at it from that.
Yeah. So when people are doing what people don't do, they see it extreme. Oh. It doesn't make it right. Just like someone going to church and saying that made them a holy. No, it should be that. Now, so the lady is not serious, like my senior brother said, and the guy is extremely not serious. He hasn't worked on himself. Now, there is one thing the guy said, and I realized this guy is extremely not serious. He said, throughout her pregnancy period, I stood in for her.
Throughout the pregnancy period, I stood by her.
You stood by your child and not by the lady.
Emotionally, financially, and physically.
So you stood by your child and not by the lady.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure whatever you were doing, you would have done it if not for the child.
Mm-hmm.
So you stood by the child and not by the lady. Now, and every reasonable woman, I don't know the background of the lady, but I don't really want to go there because he went there. If every reasonable woman will want to be close to her child.
Yes.
No matter what.
You don't leave them. And the child is just 2 years.
And per what the guy is saying, I'm sure the guy even told her that, look, it's either you stay with me with my child or I'm not looking after the child.
Period.
Yeah, that one too.
Okay, you don't worry. Come and stay with me. I'm not going to have any sexual intercourse with you.
Oh boy.
That is why the girl will also be hesitating, because the promise was that I should come and stay with you, we look after our child, but you wouldn't do anything with me. And as a reasonable lady, she can't cook and eat the food alone. So cooking means that I would have to cook and maybe dish some out, not to my husband, but to my daughters and her son. To my child's father.
Yeah.
So she's even a good woman. So we all don't know the agreement they both went. But look, the lady has realized that it's a mistake. And it's true. It's a mistake if you should give birth before marriage. Biblically.
Okay.
It's a mistake. And why I don't even understand him, why I'm even saying he's extremely not serious. You are keeping somebody's wife and you want somebody's wife to do the duties you want.
Wait, how is he somebody's wife?
Because you've not married her.
Together.
Because you've not married her.
Look, so she can either belong to somebody
else. That is the point. Could also belong to somebody else. And you, but the lady is not asking for more. So he doesn't have any point here.
Most likely you are keeping, should have said it, or family must have said it.
So you are keeping somebody's wife and you want her to do what?
Do the needful.
Are you getting the point? For all you know, there are ladies, there are guys out there who want to do it. But because of what you have told her, I want you to be here, let's look after the child and blah blah blah. And every lady will choose a child over marriage. Yeah. Every lady, every reasonable lady.
Yeah.
Excuse me, like every reasonable. Because there are women who will choose their marriage over their kids. Mm. Oh yeah. The point is that every reasonable man will choose the wife. And every reasonable woman will choose the kids. That is why in marriage you realize that fathers love their wives more than their kids. Most fathers. Every father who loves their kids more than their wife, then there is a question mark emotionally between the man and the wife. Most fathers, I don't know. I stand to regret it.
Because they were friends before the children came in.
And most women will forever choose their kids over the father.
You know that I know somebody who warned the kids that you are taking away my friend. Your mother was my friend before you guys came. And when you guys grow, grow and you get married and you leave me and my friend.
Yes.
So don't destroy that friendship.
True. It's a conversation we should have sometime soon because Charlie.
Yeah.
Very true.
So you realize that anytime kids will have issues with their parents, meaning that their father didn't treat their mother well. Mostly.
Very true.
Kids don't really have issues when their father don't treat them well. Mostly, they can forget tomorrow. But for you to have an issue with my mom, you have an issue with we the kids.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if they are not treated fairly, mm-hmm. they have a comfort zone, which is the mom.
Hold on.
To go to.
Yeah, we hold.
So if you hurt the mom, then you've broken the barrier.
And she has a lot to deal with her emotional state and their emotional state also. Yeah.
So this guy is taking somebody's wife. You are taking someone's mother. The fact that you have a child with her doesn't mean she should be your wife. If you really love her, it's not about giving her 3,000 Ghana cedis or 2,000 Ghana cedis. There are guys out there who will give her 1 million Ghana cedis but won't marry her.
Because you said he should come and stay with you. Well, look.
And when it comes to guys to ladies, money is not a sign of love. Or be ni monyam eye na warie. Be me ni monyam eye. Every lady, most ladies are respected when you realize this is your husband in our part of the world. Most ladies. So the point of you saying she doesn't do this, you've taken somebody's wife and you want her to do the responsibilities she should do for her husband. She say, "Oh, I'm not then I'm out." So the guy is not serious. The lady is also not serious because you shouldn't have allowed that in the first place. DBI, I don't believe in bedmatics before marriage, yet we practice it.
We didn't practice it.
No, me,
but we are, you know, evangelizing
against,
it.
I'm against premarital, you know, sex.
Even though we didn't do that.
No, but I'm still not doing it. So.
But you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
I for pray for you.
Yes, I do.
So
people do believe in that. Aside the Bible, Christianity, others also have different beliefs that marriage is a long-term thing. Mm-hmm. And before I commit myself, I should know everything all out. I know you, yes, but what about the rest?
Yeah, what if it's not compatible?
Let's go inside, do everything and know that, okay, now we are ready for it. Yes. What if after the marriage, I don't like what I'm seeing?
Like the woman who used to, when Mami Okoya was here, there was this woman who came here and according to her, she wants divorce.
Okay.
Because she cannot take the size of the husband. Whenever they have intimacy, it will take her 3 days to get back. She has to be sitting on water, you know.
And so that's,
whenever she sees the husband, none of your machine.
It shouldn't be
psychologically, she's not, but as a believer, I don't believe in premarital sex, even though I don't practice.
AJ, I want to go to his point. AJ, I want to go to his point.
Okay, please go ahead.
If I'm a virgin, I have never tried it. The lady is a virgin, she has never tried it. What is the difference between a guy who is good on bed and a lady who is not good on bed?
You wouldn't That's the know. Thing. Yeah, you guys wouldn't know.
This one, I didn't
know. No, wait.
No, it's not about you not knowing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody has a point in how they feel. No. You and what they want, like, to experience.
Yes.
You understand? There are conversations, there are books to read that tell you how what you're supposed to feel at what particular point and stuff. If you're not feeling it, virgin or no virgin, conversations or... You still know that something is missing. Something is missing.
Like the woman's own...
Okay.
...was about the size.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about the style.
No, no. Look, I get you. Mm. For all you know, this woman actually knows that I have tried this. Okay, I tried. I didn't hear kind of real. I tried the slim one. Ah, it was okay. But why is my husband's own? Look, one main reason why this thing is not really working is because people have tried a lot.
Yeah.
And they are comparing. Yeah.
No, that one plays a role, but scientifically. You know, they will tell you scientifically that not all the sizes are the same.
The same, yeah.
So if you have a small size, and if you don't, if you are not lucky, mm-hmm. and you meet somebody who has an oversized,
yeah.
a man,
mm-hmm.
it will hurt you naturally.
Yeah,
it will hurt you. But that is not to justify the fact that you need to be sleeping around.
But we digress. Let's come back.
So the point here is that the lady has realized I have done a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat the same mistake again. Mm-hmm. And the guy is not saying it. That is why I'm saying the guy hasn't worked on himself, and he's not even working on himself.
No.
So you need to work on yourself. Realize that this child, excuse my language, is a bastard. And you have to make sure that you get married to this lady so that the rest of the kids...
I get
won't
it.
Won't be a bastard. Yeah.
Ah, I get what you when you were saying bastard. I was like, then you realize. I realized that if he doesn't do the right thing, then that's what you're.
No,
AJ, telling the child.
Surprising
the child. Yeah.
You know, you are no aduane amam. And this you uncle TBD. I was saying, one time I'm amini.
Hey, any ochere
say? Say ochere say oyekunu, the man of the house.
No, but you see, that's the thing. He's reluctant, and he has gotten to a point where he's comfortable.
Some air of.
You understand? Like, like I'm comfortable. You are moving. You moved in with me now, and like you're saying, this is a deep psychological thing that we haven't looked at. The things that we didn't experience growing up, when we are able to do it, we feel like we do plenty.
Yeah.
So we need to work on ourselves, like you always say, before we get into a relationship. One of the questions I want to ask him, if I'd had the opportunity to spoken to him before this, was because what were you both discussing when you both were eating each other? What did you talk about? Do you understand me? What did you say to each other? How don't you know that certain things doesn't make it happen? Because you were in a relationship with her before she got pregnant.
Yeah.
You didn't see that sometimes there was a trend when she doesn't like something. You don't like the thing. You don't know the things she likes, her aspirations, her dreams.
The girl is just awoken. It's as simple as
that. I'm sure people have had conversations with her. Some people are poked.
It's just awoken.
You know how our female friends do. We can't keep quiet.
Yeah. She's a student.
The guy.
No, she's done with school now.
She's done.
You know, the guy.
Yeah, we'll talk too much. From that, you to win.
From the narrative. Okay. And the amount he's been given,
you can give.
He is a bit settled.
Yeah.
And can decide to do a traditional ceremony if he wants to.
And
people would start talking to the lady. Why is this?
Mm-hmm.
If you are that important to him,
then
he hasn't? Because he can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And you live with him. Mm-hmm. You know he can afford.
Yeah.
And he's not doing it. Is it because the guy is not seeing value in me?
Yeah.
That is why. And you see, when it happens that way, you become an object of ridicule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A whole day I want to be banned. People will begin to ridicule you.
Mm-hmm. And adding up to yours, I'm sure she's seen her mates doing well. I don't know if the lady is doing well now. But she's seen her mates in the university doing so well and thinking that what actually retarded her progress was this childbirth something? Because who you're who you're bad, childbirth will retard your progress for about 4 years.
Yeah.
No matter what. And for all you know, even that video, catch you and say, excuse my language, infingum. Oh no.
Oh, like we have ladies,
like we have guys like that. Only so infi. Because the moment it gets there, you know that.
Let me read the messages. Good afternoon.
From Amasamai to
Afankobai.
Good afternoon. Now, I think this baby mama is no longer interested in the relationship. After all that, my peace of mind is very paramount to me. It's not by force. Gently walk away. Any Dazzy Adam says, just let her go for the sake of your mental health, man. Okay. Adam Nukafu says, hell no. Two, it's unnecessary. True love doesn't need a third party to hold it together. I mean unconditional love. Three, he's spot on. Four, I'll reach out to her concerning the issue. If she doesn't change, I'll walk away. See the reason why I said men can't read the room? They can't read the room.
Yeah, sometimes too. For all you know, she might have met people and now have options, and I've realized that okay, the first one was a mistake,
and that was exactly. And now she's feeling her worth.
Yeah,
this time I want to live it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these things will come to play.
Yeah,
and aside that one too, might consider the child but not the relationship, because she needs the child but not the relationship. Yeah. For all you know, Charlie, was she a big man beer or person of trainer?
And not even that, even conversations with her female friends.
Yeah, they are doing well.
Look, I know somebody who is married, and the wife met some friends. They went for some weddings, and the wife came to tell the husband that your wedding name say anyeni, yankoju loan yanyan fufro.
Kini?
Yes.
We should collect a loan.
No, wankoju. Then to kwane da soda.
Wankoju loan.
Yes, because the wife has seen, she's got
A different taste
for wedding,
eh?
And she wants to see herself living that dream.
Do use AI.
So, yeah, yanyan for fraud.
Ah, Charlie. Kwame Mame Palm says, move on, bro. Ernestina in Saba Amoa says, she's falling out of love. Rent a different place for her and let her leave your house. James Money says, so upon all these signs, you still want you want a family with her, then wait. The child cry, you have to do DNA test. Crample. Every 5 seconds, DNA test. Every 3 seconds, DNA test. Amofa Yao Godfred says, let her go, bro. Greetings. This is Nana Kwame from Cove City. Please, I'll advise you to focus and move on. Just take care of the baby. For a lady to behave like this, meaning she's just there because of your money. And mind you, women's love is based on condition. Bros, you never had true love before, have you? You should also do the need for massage. She might change for good. It's better you've seen this earlier, bro. There is nothing like change in marriage. They're not married, though. They're not legally married. Let me clear this out. They're not legally married. They are just living together as baby daddy and baby mommy. That's all. Seek your peace of mind, though. Engage her. Let her open up. There should be effective and efficient communication. Please help me wish my co-worker Sarah Abrefi from the Department of Agriculture, New Japan South, a glorious birthday. So happy birthday going out to you, Miss Sarah Abrefi. God bless you and have a wonderful afternoon. This one says, bro, she's no more into you. Wise up and move on. Okay. Although it is very painful and heartbreaking, it is very important for us to listen to our parents. If he had listened to his mom, trust me, all this torture and nightmare wouldn't be something he'll be experiencing. He should go and give his stone to his mother. Akusia Dimples inside down, someone. Have a good afternoon. Have a good afternoon to you. Good afternoon